I said, it's about housing. And God said to me, why do you think your house is around the corner from Planned Parenthood? I couldn't wait to get home.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you, everyone that has joined us this morning, afternoon, evening. As podcasts go, you can be watching it at any time. Thank you for joining us to our Spotlight channel. I want to welcome you. We've got an amazing discussion again in front of us. Happy to invite you all in. This morning, I have the privilege to talk with Karen Fournier, who has a campaign on GiveSendGo doing what looks to be some amazing stuff. So I'm excited to talk to you, Karen, today about your fundraising campaign, what you're fundraising for, how you even got started down this journey. But I typically like to kick it off with the question that always interests me, which is, how did you even find out about GiveSendGo to bring us to this point?
Well, thank you for having me on. First of all, I'm really excited to get our message out and to even share more about GiveSendGo, because as I've shared our link, a lot of people don't know about it yet either.
Oh, wow.
So I can't tell you exactly how I found it. Probably from somebody that already knew about it, but we've been using GoFundMe and PayPal, and we, you know, came to a point where we want to be good stewards and we don't want to be giving money to organizations that don't adhere to our values.
Right.
And so when we found, you know, when I think somebody told me about it, so Word of Mouth, and, you know, then I looked up, and I'm a researcher, so I researched, you know, how it started, and why it started, which is totally what, you know, agrees with us.
Mm.
And so we switched over.
That's incredible. I love hearing that, because I think, one, it's so important for us today to be educated and actively engaging in the world and what's happening in the world, and then leading our values with the funds that God's entrusted with us and stewarding them well to continue to move kingdom endeavors, things that are actually for promoting life, which really is foundational to what you're doing in your fundraising effort. And I know from the Give, Send, Go perspective, that is like our crux. We are a platform that, one, recognizes that there is a God. And the very essence of God as an axiomatic being is that he is life. He is life. And the things that we ought to be doing ought to be promoting life. Fundamentally, that's how he created us. That was part of his unveiling of that nature of himself in the creation of us. There's so many cool elements to that. But you've got a campaign now on Give, Send, Go because you've done that same thing and you are fundraising. I'm going to share the Give, Send, Go link for everybody so they can come and read about it themselves. But it's givesendgo.com. This is the same with everybody, but it's /homeforpregnantmamas. So givesendgo.com, home for pregnant mamas. If you're watching this, jump onto that campaign link, go to that URL, read directly about what's happening in this campaign. You can get the details there, but you're also going to be able to hear from Karen right now on what this campaign is all about. So it's kind of encapsulated. Some of it, I'm sure, is in the title, in the URL there, Home for Pregnant Mamas and Babies. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about the journey? How did this begin? What is it, Homes for Pregnant Mamas? And begin to break some of this open for us. How did this begin? What's the backstory?
Well, my backstory is I started doing drugs at 13. And I got, so to keep it a little bit short, I got clean at 30 and saved at 40. About 17 or 18, God gave me a vision. So I was brought up Catholic. I believed in God, but I didn't have any relationship. So he gave me a vision of having group homes, family type run, with accountability and stability that I needed at that time, but there weren't any, especially back when that was '70s and '80s. So I carried that vision all through the rest of my drug years and 10 years of being clean until I met him. And he said, like, it's go time. So I started my first nonprofit, was called Hearth Homes. And we can't do youth in this state of Washington without being in this system. And I didn't want that. So I had also, I believe he set me up as a single mom. And so we started with single moms, and I ran that organization for 10 years. I started that in 2003. And then some things happened in the organization, and my kids were in high school, and I wanted to be there for their last years at home. So I backed out of that organization. But I knew that we would always start something else. So a year ago, no, about 3 years ago, I also flip houses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's really cool. I've done that a bit in my past too, but that's cool.
Yeah, so God's really brought, I mean, my whole thing is restoration. You can tell by my house. This house is not the group home, but it's a similar 1900 kind of Victorian home. So anyway, God had me buy this house. It's on the main street in Spokane, Washington. And I wasn't sure what it was for because it's commercial, residential zoned. And I've been out of, you know, doing nonprofit for 10 years. So I was at a conference back in DC. And a guy got up and talked about doing a million adoption initiative to stop abortion. I thought in my head, I'm all about housing. So I said, it's not about adoption. That's been available. It's not working in mass, right? So I said, it's about housing. And God said to me, why do you think your house is around the corner from Planned Parenthood?
Rob.
I couldn't wait to get home. So it took about 4 months for him to give me the name of the organization, which is Covenant Homes and Resources. And then we started remodeling the house, and it's been very slow to start building donors and volunteers and that kind of thing. And so the house was trashed. We totally redid it from top to bottom. It's a two-story with a full basement on the main road. And we've had protests here from people on the other side when we're at Planned Parenthood, right? And so people were warning me not to put a sign up. And I said, you know, I prayed about it. God said, I put you on the main road for a reason, to be a light where everybody's going to see it. So,
incredible.
So we just had our open house. I've interviewed two moms. I have two more to interview early next week. And so we are a family type group home where they live as a family. We have a live-in house manager. We don't call her a mom because we're all about, number one, generational transformation. We're not about numbers, having them come in and go out in 6 months.
Right.
The state of Washington allows 2 years and we take it all. So okay. We want them really stable before they move on. And then we do aftercare with them. We're still in relation with quite a few of our moms from my nonprofit I started in 2003. So.
Man, there's so much stuff in my that is going through my mind as you're talking that is really just incredible. My own background, there was a period of time I went to Bible college and thought I was going to be a pastor, and it just got moved me in a lot of different, but there was, you know, a lot of Bible verses that put into my life and in my head. And as people talk, it's always the case that certain Bible verses just pop into my mind as people are discussing. And one of the things that I thought was just interesting, a verse that popped into my mind, it's in Proverbs, and it's a funny verse because it really talks about the value of timing and understanding the value of timing. And it's a proverb that says, your neighbor, it's something to this effect, your neighbor wakes up in the morning and he screams out, or like early in the morning, God bless you, to the neighbor across the road. And the neighbor across the road is like, this is a curse. You're waking me up out of my sleep. And it goes to the reality of the timing is extremely important in the things that we do. I could be saying, God bless you, and as it being something great to say to somebody, but if it's at the wrong time, if it's when they're sleeping early in the morning at 3 o'clock, when they're going to be like, shut up, I don't want to. So it goes to the heart of timing. And you mentioned a bunch of things that, one, God put a vision in you a long time ago, and that it was years and years and years in the making of it coming to fruition. And there's so much in there that I think is powerful of, one, not letting go of a promise of having vision for the future and the value that is for our lives. It gives us focus. It gives us direction. And it really even being very much the nature of God himself, that particularly in this season, you read in the Bible, it says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. That's the Christmas season. Like it wasn't, we say it, give, send, go. We don't do things willy-nilly. There's actually timing that's intentional around the things that we do. And it's modeled after something that God's done. He did things intentionally in season and in time. And you've mentioned that, like, not even moving ahead with the name of an organization until God brought it to
right.
you.
Right.
You can force things to happen. And, well, we just need to get things going. We need to get a name now. And we're just going to, like, come up with something creatively on our own. But I just loved hearing that as you gave your story there were these references to time frames and elements that just resonate with a God move. It's not by chance, not by accident. And it's an exhortation to you to continue to press into, hey, it's his timing. I don't have to force things. I'm going to be faithful with what I have. His timing. And the fact that this property, I think, is right in front of or near in the center there, near Planned Parenthood, is absolutely incredible. A light in the darkness.
Share hope with people in need. Use GiveSendGo to fundraise for the people and causes you care about. Whether you have a friend in the hospital, want to support a local business or charity, or your church is planning a mission trip, you can make a difference with GiveSendGo today. Don't wait for somebody else. Step in and share hope. Visit www.givesendgo.com and start your fundraising journey now.
So you have Covenant Homes and Resources. Did you say when did this actually start off for you, Covenant Homes and Resources? How long ago was this?
So actually 4 years ago.
Okay.
We've been remodeling the house for 3 years.
Okay.
And this last winter we had a flood because nobody was living in it yet. And with the little clip came off the furnace and the
man.
We ended up having to tear out a lot of stuff we already just did.
Oh wow. Yes.
There's been some attacks, you know, with it along the way.
Right.
And you know, it's all you know, I just have come to realize, and I think as we get older, we do, that God has to prepare us for it too.
Right. Completely agree. So you're now several years into this journey. You're fundraising the funds. So what are you specifically fundraising for? Is there a like, hey, with X amount of dollars, we can help bring one mom off the street with her baby? Or is it broken down that way? Or is it a general fund for doing a specific initiative? What is the fundraising effort really going after?
So when I started it, we were still in kind of, well, the middle of fixing the flood damage.
Okay.
So, you know, we needed X amount for that. We try to get, you know, as much as we can, materials donated and even labor donated, which we have gotten a lot of, but that takes extra time.
Sure.
So, you know, if we had the funds up front, then we could just hire a contractor to come in and do it right away. But like I said, I think, you know, God's really taught me about waiting for his timing, you know, through this whole process.
Right.
And our fundraising is, first of all, people are surprised we have a mortgage. You know, so it's a home. We have a mortgage and utilities. The insurance for our,
right,
is about $300 a month. So just that is, you know, people don't think about that because your homeowner's insurance is, you know, maybe $600 or $800 a year.
Yeah.
But cover the women, the volunteers, if we're driving the home, you know, it's just a higher liability, and especially pregnant moms.
Right.
You know, it's a higher liability.
Yeah.
And so it's operations, staff.
Right.
And so I wanted to go back to something you said too about being near Planned Parenthood. So God's vision is for us to be national and be near abortion facilities to walk women over from. So the other part of this is to have training people, which I've just connected with two guys on the East Coast who train people to be at abortion facilities. And it's all about love. And we really, in fact, God said to me, we're coming in the back door. He said, we're not going to be outwardly biblical, yelling in front of Planned Parenthood. We're not going to be political. We're really not even going to talk about abortion or the baby. We're taking care of the mama. So, and then whatever she decides to do, we're set up with a Christian adoption agency. But I've also now contacted an attorney so we can do it privately.
Okay.
Especially on open adoptions, you know, that's a better way to go.
Right.
So the funds are also, I'm talking to five other locations already about opening a home there. So it's for ongoing, you know, purchase of homes, which I said earlier in my flipping homes, I know how to find homes on, you know, on a budget.
Right. Yeah. That's
much like we rehab them and, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So
is just, I know it's the end of the year, it's 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks left in the year. Is Covenant Homes a not-for-profit organization?
Yes, we have been since, I think it was, so interestingly, this process started, I think I bought the house in 2017, in 28, so it's been 5 years. So in 2018, I got the name and I registered it in Washington. As a charitable nonprofit. But I didn't do the federal until I put the house into the nonprofit in 2020. But I guess the IRS looked at us having been in effect in Washington in 2018. So they gave us our 501c3 all the way back to 2018. So that's an advantage when people you know, look at us and know that we've been in existence for 5 years.
Right.
But not actually running with the 501c3. But
okay. Well, awesome. I mean, I think that I know. Right. I know that, you know, as much there are realities to the world that we live in, and one of those in the U.S. in particular is when you give, you get a tax deduction to companies of that organizational structure, and at the end of the year, that's an opportunity for organizations. So I wanted to point that out just as people are taking a look at the campaign and deciding, okay, God, where do you want us to give? And to reiterate it for everyone, it's givesandgo.com/home for pregnant mamas. That's where you can go. You can read about the campaign. You also have got a bunch of different images and pictures in your gallery of images that you can see and engage in. Are there other, just out of curiosity, do you have a website, other places that people can go to read more about beyond just the Give, Send, Go page?
Yes, it's just covenanthomesandresources.org.
covenanthomesandresources.org. Okay.
I'm also very active on our Facebook page, same name.
Awesome. Well, that's great. People can definitely go there and check that out and read more about what you're doing. Follow your organization to keep it alerts through the platforms that way. That's fascinating.
I do videos at the house. They can kind of walk through the house and see it.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that was super, super engaging. I thought it was cool prior to the show. You mentioned like your first donation coming from Australia.
Yes.
Really, really cool. Awesome to hear that you have, that there's such a global reach to even what you're doing and pulling on the heartstrings of people. And I don't say that in a bad way, pulling on the heartstrings, but actually engaging with people in their passions and calling them into sacrificial giving. I mean, it's one of the things that we at Give, Send, Go, we value so much about our platform is that it really is a platform for generosity, for generosity, even sacrificial generosity, where it costs you something. You know, I've got to sow into this, and that's real generosity. And we try to like promote things like that all the time. Even one of the things that we did at our Giver Army this past year was we gave $50 gift cards away to everyone that showed up to our gala, so that they could then go and give that $50 gift card to someone else.
Right.
Getting in the habit of, you've now been commissioned to go give this to somebody else, not even your money. And so all it's going to cost you is the act of stepping out, but breaking that barrier for people. We're all about, let's break that barrier for people to actually get into the mode of generosity and get into the mode of giving. And I think things like what you're doing are, especially with the videos and actually showing people what's going on, really calling them into generosity and opportunity to be generous, I think is fantastic. So givesandgo.com/home for pregnant mamas. Guys, check out the campaign. This is what Karen has going on is absolutely incredible. I love to see the story of someone seeing a need imparted into them from God years ago, and it actually becoming a real thing in the world and making a difference. And I think it's super cool what you do have going on. Is there anything else that you would you'd love to add to the conversation, to challenge people to open their eyes to the reality of what is happening in and around this for you guys, or even in around their lives?
Well, in Spokane, we went from being a small Planned Parenthood, and it's now, I think they quadrupled their size. And with the fall of Roe v. Wade, you know, some states have like Idaho next door to us banned abortions. They're very much a more conservative state than Washington, but they're all coming here. And then we have Planned Parenthood in Yakima that does late term. And so when they come here from Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Oregon, they go to Yakima and do late term. And we have there's a group of about 30 in front of Planned Parenthood there. It's a big machine, you know, and it's just one of the guys that's been helping me on the house. He's a realtor that I met through my real estate. And when I told him what I was doing kind of on this, you know, it's not on the side, it's now my main focus.
Yeah.
But he's been coming and helping, and he's been helping now for about 6 months. Wow. when he can. And he finally, after 4 or 5 months, said, like you said, pulled at the heartstrings, because his kids have had 4 abortions. And he's never talked about it. And he said, you know, this is really my way of reconciling that I can help somebody else to not do that. And we all know the numbers of abortions are, you know, astronomical. And so I'm honored that God's allowed me to be a part of the other side and trying to, you know, stop that. So, like I said, you know, we'll be national. I'm talking to 5 other locations right now, big cities, Atlanta, because they're also very active on the sidewalk and getting saves, but they don't know where those women go. Or if they come back next week. So, you know, to be there and have a home that they can actually walk them to, and they can come and talk to somebody for an hour.
Right.
But many times these women are getting dropped off. Spokane is also now a hub for sex trafficking. And I feel like we're the last bastion in that whole line of what's happening, because once the women get pregnant, you know, if they don't have an abortion, or maybe they're old enough to finally stand up to them,
right,
no, they get away, and then they'll come to us. So we're also in collaboration with 2 organizations here that deal with sex trafficking, which is also growing around the world. So we may be international at some point.
Wow. Well, what an incredible story of what God's doing through your organization. I think it's just really powerful. Super cool to hear about. So glad that you're using GiveSendGo for your fundraising, and that we've been able to connect, and look forward to watching the journey continue to unfold. I love talking with people and seeing the vision that's been imparted, and then having opportunity, even, because I know for us, you know, some things start, we get a connection like this through a spotlight or something, and then there's an actual connection made where in a year or two we can come back and revisit and do it again. And find out all that's happened in that time. And I look forward to those days. Every time I talk with somebody, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. It doesn't just stop with this one fundraising campaign or whatever. It's actually that's so much bigger. That's so much greater. This is how God operates. And that we get to now be a connection, a spoke in this with you. Very excited for that. So I want to say thank you, Karen, for taking your time and coming on board to speak and tell everyone your story, and looking forward to seeing.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Here's
what's that?
I said, here's Maya.
Yes. Yep. Beautiful dog. Yeah. What kind of dog is that?
She's kind of a shepherd lab mix.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I noticed some of that. We've got a shepherd Malamute mix. Just beautiful dog. Love it. But well, wonderful. Again, thank you for coming on, and for everyone that's watching. Again, hop on, go to givesango.com, home for pregnant mamas. If you're looking for a place to give at the end of the year, I can't think of anything better than something like this, rescuing moms off the street in the midst of really hard situations. So check it out, home for pregnant mamas. Go there, finish off the year well. Thank you, Karen, and we'll see you sometime in the future. We'll connect again.
Yeah, thanks. Yo.